I'm Ruth Wilson and you're watching Life Minute.
I play Dr. Faraday, a man in post-World War II England, and ever since he was a child, he's been in love with the big house, and all of a sudden he gets a chance to go back there. Unfortunately, it turns out it's kind of haunted.
There's something evil in this house.
In the book, there's lots of references to the way Caroline walks and her shape. And Lenny was like, do you want to put on weight? I was like, no, I don't really want to put on weight, but we can put padding, and so hip padding, bum padding. I had fake teeth in, which slightly changed my voice.
I'm worried, Doctor. Last night he said he could smell smoke. I couldn't smell anything.
Worked a lot on the accent.
His delusions seemed almost contagious.
I talked to Lenny Abrahamson, our amazing director, who had just been nominated for an Oscar for Room, who I'd worked with before. And I talked to him a lot about... He told me that if somebody's carrying something explosive, they walk carefully. And this character has a lot of repression, a lot of anger in him, and so he walks carefully. So I worked on that. You know, I've got better as the years have gone on about divorcing myself from the work a little bit in the evenings. But during the day, yeah, it can wear heavily, you know. If you're walking around and just imagining that you're in this, that you have this foul something inside of you, it ends up feeling that way, you know. It's psychosomatic.
I have a drama about my grandmother that's coming out on BBC and on PBS, and it's a three-parter. I'm very thrilled with it. It's great. I play my grandmother, which is good.
I did a movie called The Kitchen in New York with Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss, Tiffany Haddish. So hopefully that'll be good when it comes out. And I'm doing Star Wars at the moment, hence the sideburns, and going back to that the day after tomorrow. I was filming that yesterday. And so I think that's everything.